Tonight, Pretty Late's positivity expert, Dr. Daphne Scott, rides sidecar for the show. Then later, we'll check in with WGN's Hannah Stanley. And finally, Pretty Late pal Adam Selzer has a new event to preview. All that and more right now on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
Happy Friday, and it's deja vu. It's
wait a minute. Wait a minute.
You know what that means?
That was a great show.
Yeah,
it really was.
Thank you. apparently, there's a glitch in the code.
Yeah.
Is that why?
It's deja vu. A blip in the Matrix.
It is a blip in the Matrix. I just saw the movie, so it's like a cat going by the doorway.
It's funny, because once that starts playing, my immediate reaction is to stop it, but you're like, there's a good show. Let's promote that one.
I loved having Daphne Scott on the show.
And you can check out the podcast, WGNRadio.com, if you want that show.
We were eating Cuban food.
Does this mean there will be empanadas?
No.
Oh.
That was all wrong.
I saw all the pictures of empanadas last night, and I was like, why couldn't that be the night I'm there?
We will have them back, I promise. Mm. Plus, they have the sinks from Lane Tech in their restrooms at the restaurant in Lincolnwood.
I'm a Whitney Young alum. That would have like...
Oh, my God. You're a dolphin? I'm sorry, everyone from Whitney Young. I didn't mean to say it with so much contempt in my voice. It's a horse. How do you do a dolphin noise?
I forget. How did Flipper sound?
Rob, what was the mascot for your school?
We were the Titans. Lundbrook South Titans.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
The Titans. See, something mythological like that works really well. Craig, what was your high school mascot?
We were the Knights.
Oh, that's very good, too.
Yeah.
Honor and courage, right?
Yep.
You were a dolphin. I was a, not a very politically correct Indian. We were the Warriors. I think Warriors is probably a better one.
Rob,
I wrote a piece on it when I was 15 years old. That long ago, I found it to be sort of disappointing.
So. You were a U of I alumnus as well.
I also purchased
I don't want to get too deep into this, but, I miss Chief Illiniwek. I got to tell you.
I know. My take on it in high school and in college was if it hurts, and this is my take, this is what I tell you when someone says it hurts them, the reaction shouldn't be, I'm not doing anything wrong. It should be, I hadn't thought of it hurting your feelings that way. And that's how I felt in high school and college. If it hurts and bothers some people, then that's enough for me to go, well, then we probably shouldn't have it. It didn't hurt or bother me. It hurt them. So that was always my take.
I can buy into that.
Yeah. That's how I felt at 15. Yes, Elliot?
No, I'll say you didn't cry when they retired Chief Illiniwek, like some of the students who had only gone to the school for like a year.
I was upset about the people who were attacking those who were opposed to the symbol. So, but anyway, I don't know how we got into this. It was just me. That was my fault. I went down this path. It's Friday, everybody. Let's just relax a little bit.
I just
unwind. I have some Jameson's Black down here for you, Rob Martier, for our weekend wind-up.
Oh, nice.
It's very nice. We may start without you. I'm not saying.
That's okay.
Not for nothing. There's a lot going on in the news, but does it seem like it was sort of a weird news day? Because there's a story about an old conviction from 2012, but it was from a murder in 1957. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
And now they're saying that there's evidence that may exonerate a guy who was convicted almost 60 years after the murder.
They're hanging it now on a collect phone call that he supposedly made to his parents and basically saying there's no way that he could have done what he's been accused of doing and convicted of doing. So
they're revisiting.
Looks like he's going to get off.
Wow.
Yeah.
See, it's one of those bizarre things. Yeah, that's one of the stories that I've heard in the news today, and that there was also some shootings with a gun that was traced back to a sheriff's department. And they still haven't found out how that gun ended up sort of being sold illegally on the black market, I'm guessing.
Yeah. They're going to continue to look into that particular side of the story.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate because I think the normal course is, those guns are generally, if they're taken out of circulation with a police force, then they're retired and destroyed.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's usually the process.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
Before the commercial break, can I do...
Tonight, our Chief Geek Officer Elliot Serrano rides sidecar and reviews Batman versus Superman. Then later, we'll get another weekend windup from Rob Martier. And it's Friday night, so of course we'll play What's in the Box. All that and more right now on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez.
Let's do all that when we come back.
That's it.
That sounds like a great show.
Cool.
Yes. See, it's like a do-over for the first 10 minutes of the show. I know. Craig's like, well, that was just sort of some fun banter.
I just forgot what day it was.
Also, it's fun to have a newsman on the show because this is one of those days where I didn't really track any news today. You know, I didn't even go through my Facebook feed, although I did see, and we'll talk about this in the weekend windup, there is a petition to allow guns at the GOP convention at the arena. What arena is it? It's the Quicken Arena, which I thought, is that the Quickening or is it just the company, software for accounting? Is that what it is? Quicken? Is that why it's in Ohio?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
They want to have open and carry. I think is it carry and conceal or open carry at the convention?
Wow.
I think,
isn't that also where the Cavaliers play? Quicken Loans Arena or something?
What was our names? I mean, whatever happened to names like Comiskey?
Yeah.
And Wrigley.
Right.
Oh, we still have that one. We don't.
Oh, right. We do.
The other one.
Yeah,
the other one's called The Cell?
Mm-hmm.
Euler?
Yeah, I don't know.
Mm-mm. You know what Steve says? You know why he says it's called The Cell? Because most of the Sox fans belong in jail. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening pretty late. I did take a shot at Sox fans right before the break. I did. It wasn't even my joke. It wasn't even my slam. It was my husband wrote that slam that against Sox fans. It's not me. I hold no ill will towards our Southside brethren.
Well, you got to pick a team, though, right?
Yeah, you got to pick a team. Hello, yeah. Look at this lovely crowd.
Yeah, there's a whole group out there.
How do I talk to them?
You hit the street. You got to roll that up.
Okay,
and
roll
then
this.
Punch it in. You guys are on there.
Okay, make sure everyone uses appropriate language. You've got kids. You have kids with you. We have kids listening. Hello. Oh, hello, everybody. Where are you visiting from?
Miami.
They're so loud. Miami.
Why are they here?
Miami Elite Volleyball Team.
Well, congrats. How did Miami do?
Good. My name is Ale.
Hi, Ale. Is that short for Alejandra?
Alexandra.
Alexandra. Oh, she's like.
Alexandra.
Yeah, it's totally different than Alejandra. Right, mommy? Hi, Stephanie. Hi, everybody else, just one at a time. What's your name?
I'm Alex.
Hi, Alex. So Alex and Ale, Stephanie.
Sophia.
Hi, Sophia.
Ava.
Ava?
Emma.
Oh, hey, Emma. I'm sorry. It's hard to hear. You're so far away from it. Yes, go ahead.
I'm Anna.
Hi, Anna. Wow. Wait a minute. How many A names do we have? Stephanie's like, I have an S name.
Oh, you're watching Friends?
Yes, we are.
Well, they see what you're watching on the.
Don't tell
our audience. Listeners that.
Yeah, don't tell my audience I watch Friends.
It's a good episode of Friends.
While I'm doing the show, yeah. I'm also watching WGN News and
right?
all the, making
yep.
sure I'm.
And we're reporting things.
Finger, yes, uh-huh. all of those things. What's your favorite? You're missing one. What? Oh, I'm sorry, sweetie. Go ahead. What's your name?
Solange.
Nice name.
I can't. I know it is a nice name, but so many other girls gave us their names. We can't just pick one. Solange.
Right. You're right. Okay, I take
yeah,
it back.
They're all one. I know it's Stephanie.
Are they still just yelling their names?
Have you had some Chicago pizza yet?
Yes.
Where did you go?
Gino's.
Go to Lou's.
Were you upset that it was a square cut? Did you want it?
It wasn't square cut. They had deep dish pie cut.
Okay, good. Wonderful. That's the way to have it.
Well, have a great time. How long are you in town for?
Monday.
She sounds so sad. Stephanie, are you excited to go back home or are you liking Chicago? Thank you. Well, we like you too, Stephanie. Have fun, okay? Enjoy yourself. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
I just got ratted out on the for watching the.
Yeah.
For watching.
Oh, yeah, here, turn that street off.
Yeah, I got it right there. Okay, then.
Yeah, they started calling you out for what you're watching on TV. That wasn't cool.
I'm also watching all. Oh, look. And there. Oh.
Yeah, I have the weather up. I mean, I'm doing. Yeah. We're doing stuff.
Hey, folks.
Oh, no, now more.
Everyone's talking.
Hey.
Look, did I make fun of the Sox fans earlier? I think
you did.
I did.
Yeah,
okay,
you
we're
did.
Moving
yeah.
on.
Okay.
We're moving
mm-hmm.
on. There's actually a story out of Arkansas that we need to talk to Steve Dale about one of these days. Hopefully, we can talk to him next week. There are some cities, some municipalities that are banning pit bulls as breeds of dogs, and usually that excludes service dogs. So if they've already been trained as service dogs, they should be excluded from being banned. But in one town in North Carolina, there is a family that has lost their service dog for their 11-year-old daughter. She has Asperger's, and for over almost a year now, they have kept the two away from each other. Fortunately, they did not. They actually the city tried rehousing the dog somewhere else, which is fine. I mean, you don't want the dog living in a kennel either, but you don't want to have the dog going to another, like, out of town and away from the family. It's so hard for a child with Asperger's or autism to make a connection. And when you find, you know, a pooch that works, why would you take that away from that child? If it's impossibly, it's only hope for, you know, emotional connection.
Yeah, I have no answer for that. That's a really good question. We got to ask Steve Dale that question.
Well, and Elliot, what are your thoughts on breed banning?
Well, breed-specific legislation is an issue that's been discussed and debated for a long time. I mean, there's this whole unfortunately this misconception that the pit bull is this dangerous breed, and we've come a long way, you know, with the breed itself. You're not finding so many of these animals that are as highly aggressive, because the majority of the ones that you're finding are in coming from animal shelters and rescue groups, and they're very docile. They're only adopting out the ones that are really what you would call ambassadors for the breed. So it's just my own personal opinion at this point that if you're going to ban a breed, it's really out of, unfortunately, out of ignorance or thinking about, you know, the times that have long gone past. I will say this. I don't understand why they can ban a dog, but people will be up in arms if you try to ban a gun. You know, so maybe what they should do is like load the dog with bullets.
Oh dear!
And say it's a gun, and then maybe the NRA will come to this girl's, you know, defense.
Well, and that's the thing too, is that people are like, well, can't they just get another dog? Well, this is a dog that's been trained and has bonded with Amaya. She is 11 years old, and the dog was seized in Jacksonville, Arkansas, where there is currently a pit bull ban in place. Arkansas Fair Housing told her parents that Edith was exempt from the ban, right? So they went to the proper authorities. They told them, no, it's okay, you can keep your dog, but the city refused to permit her to keep the dog. And the city attorneys even ignored the letters from doctors, from the board that, you know, passed this sort of legislation, emails from the family's attorney. So you can go to youcaring.com and look for Edith. This is Bring Edith Home, and you can help with the crowdfunding for the trying to bring her dog back. You can sign the petition if you're not up for donating any money, but they are trying to get you know, some people to get some attention for this. And this is important not just for this family, but anyone who really does believe in protecting the rights of animals, mm-hmm. and for anyone who has interest in service animals, this is really important to pay attention to. So again, that's youcaring.com. I will share the link on our Patty V Show page as well, so you can sign the petition. Because I can't even imagine if Declan bonded with a dog, how gut-wrenching it would be for me. If it just happened that, you know, the dog that we were assigned, because I don't know how this works, but I assume you have to go through this process of screening and what dogs are most appropriate for what your child needs. So dogs are trained first. And I know there must be programs where the dogs are trained for the child specifically, but there has to be a process started first where, you know, dogs that sort of make it through this, you know, the entire education plan of service dogs.
Yeah, no, these animals are bred specifically. They're determined at a very young age to see if they're suitable for the program. And the thing about pit bulls that a lot of folks forget is that the pit bull breed is a very people-centric breed. I mean, these animals bond with people. They love people. If you're going to run into any sort of behavior issue, is that because they're hunting dogs? They're, you know, the terrier is a hunting dog.
Right.
They might have a high prey drive, and they exhibit that thing with, like, say, that prey drive with small animals. But you should never have a well-socialized pit bull will never have an issue with people.
Right.
So that's, again, another misconception that people think of these animals as, you know, highly aggressive, and they'll just go after anyone. That's not the case with the pit bull breed. And you know, again, it's very unfortunate, because another problem too with the BSLs, with breed specific legislation, is that you can ban a particular breed, but I'll be honest with you, if you do a DNA test on many of these quote unquote pit bulls that we see, you're not going to find just that one DNA of just that one particular breed in them.
Right.
You know, there are other, you're going to find bulldog, in some cases lab, other DNA from other breeds. So when you try to present that as evidence and say, well, this ban really shouldn't apply to my dog because the DNA isn't exclusively for this breed that's being banned, back to the issue, you'll have legislators and lawyers are just going to ignore that evidence.
Right.
And that's no longer enforcing the law. That's enforcing ignorance.
Yeah, exactly. And this is heartbreaking and unconscionable that they have separated this young girl from her service dog. You're listening Pretty Late. More after this on 720 WGN. You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. Elliot and I are making our weekend plans. Oh, and then you're joining us, Craig. Tomorrow night, we are going to see Where Did We Sit on the Bus? I bought everyone's tickets because I got a good... I got a good deal on them, and it's all on me. So we have Elliot, and we have Daphne will be joining us.
Kathy. We all have to buy you drinks.
Griffin's coming with us and my mom. So
awesome.
After the
show. We all have to buy your mom drinks.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be great. Did I ever tell you that the first time my mother ever had a shot of tequila was about 6 years ago after a show we did for Las Comadres of Comedy? We bought her a shot of chilled Patron was the first one that she'd ever. She never drank. She had had like margaritas, had it in other things, but never just had a shot of tequila. Which I don't. Maybe it's not that big of a deal, but you always have this sort of assumption that Mexicans just drink tequila.
Well, Betty's family—they're all very into tequila.
They enjoy the tequilas
quite a bit. I have to enjoy tequila, or I would be disowned.
No, you cannot enjoy.
I don't think so. I don't think they'd accept me.
Are you? They would not accept you.
Yeah.
Do they drink it? See, my sister Dorita. The reason I asked if that little girl's name was Alejandra, mm-hmm. and then by the way, her mom said no, it's Alexandra. Same name. Just so we're clear about that.
Just so you guys know.
Just so I'm sure it's like Jesus and Jesus.
Yep.
Same name. But that's okay. I was just being a little too. I was adding some flair to it. But my sister Dorita would always have, when we would go out to eat, she would have three shot glasses, like tall ones, and she would have a little bit of lime juice in one, a little bit of tomato juice in the next, and then the tequila in the third.
Tomato juice?
Tomato juice.
Oh, wow.
So she would sip a little tequila, a little bit of tomato juice, but she would not like down it in one.
Right.
She would just sip
the lime juice I've seen at Betty's house, but not the tomato juice thing. That's a new idea.
Yes. And my sister Dorita taught me how to do a shot of tequila when I was 16. My mother was very upset. She was not pleased with it. You know, my sister Dorita told me to, she put the salt on the lime. You take a bite of the lime, so you hold the lime juice in your mouth and then drink the tequila, like so you have a little margarita in your mouth instead of, I guess people do the shot of tequila and then, what's lick, suck, drink? What is it?
So you have the salt. You lick your hand, and you put the salt on your hand.
Yeah. Right.
It goes right in between your thumb and your index finger.
And then, so you take the shot.
Okay.
No, you're totally wrong.
I'm sorry. You lick the salt.
Correct.
Then you take the shot.
Right.
And then you get the wedge of lime in your mouth.
So as the chaser.
Lick, drink, suck.
Yes.
Why is that wrong?
I can never get past the licking stage is the problem. Like, so
I don't think we're talking about tequila.
I don't think we're talking about tequila anymore. I feel like we need a warning or something, but that'll be for later. We are playing What's in the Box after midnight. Oh, thank you for the kiss. I'm sorry, that's not a random to listeners at home. There was someone walking by.
Yeah, same guy gave me a point and a thumbs up.
And he blew me a kiss.
Yeah.
So that seemed gender appropriate.
Yeah,
I guess.
That's exactly gender appropriate.
And if a woman had done that, that would have also been, I guess it would just be appropriate.
Yeah, you would be grateful.
Gender has nothing to do with it unless you're living in, in North Carolina.
Although I do like the point thumbs up. I like that double move.
Do you like that?
You know?
Well, did he do it like he went like this and then this? And
he
then...
waited for the point to be acknowledged. And then as soon as I looked over and saw him pointing at me, he thumbs up me.
He wasn't doing the pistols at you.
No, it wasn't the double loaded.
This is something we don't talk enough about on the show is the pedestrians.
What we're talking about now.
Well, no, because we're talking about the people on Michigan Avenue.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Because when they walk by and they wave, when they just wave, it's kind of like, oh, there's someone in that room, in that glass room. Let's wave at them. But then there are other times when it seems more specific and they seem like fans of the show, but I can't tell. We had that lovely listener who posted a note on the window thanking us for all the work we were doing
awesome
in Springfield.
Night.
That was very nice.
You know, I really like the time of night that we're on because sometimes during the day, it's actually kind of hard to see through the window. People actually come up and they like put their hands up and try to see through.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like people can see us from really far away at this time. Like, because we're all nice and lit up and everything else is dark out.
Yeah, it's well, we were in here one time during the day. They don't let me fill in during the day anymore, Janessa. is it because I broke the... Somebody else broke the shades. Look, those are gone.
Yeah, you weren't the only one.
No, someone else broke them where they had to remove them altogether. They don't even let them have them.
I remember you did like afternoon drive fill-ins. There was all kinds of stuff.
Lots of fill-ins.
Yeah, what happened to those?
Not anymore. They said you do better at night.
Right. We're keeping you where you are for that What's in the Box topic you do.
Well, that's the thing.
Right.
That was my reputation early on, was that I was too tawdry. But it was only because I was just, I was going with what I knew, everybody.
Well, how do you a midnight tease if it's not at least a little bit?
Well, and I was also, it was the territory I was most comfortable in, kind of stand-up comedy sort of genre. And then, and I like having conversations. This has let me sort of stretch out a little bit. So I thank everyone for their patience.
Yeah.
And those of you that weren't, I don't have to tell you because you're
right.
You're not
I
there.
Mean, it's been a long time since we had a dominatrix on the show. Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I miss the empanadas. I miss the dominatrix.
Uh-huh. It's been a long time.
I missed the Hooters girl.
Oh, no, we've never had Hooters.
I'm right here.
Yeah. No, actually, yeah, Patty worked at Hooters. We've had Tilted Kilt.
The Tilted Kilt girl, yes.
Elliot looked at me with the weirdest look, like, I said, I'm right here, and he was like, what?
And I remember getting texts. Were you the one texting me, Craig?
When
the Tilted Kilt girl was here?
I might have been.
Because I was in L.A. when you had a flat tire.
I think there was a time that you were supposed to come in studio when the Tilted Kilt people were
here. Yeah, but then my tire blew out.
So that's not on us.
No, but everyone kept texting me, oh, my God, you don't know what you're missing right now. She's gorgeous.
I don't know if I was texting that.
I do remember somebody was here and they were texting me.
Right. It might have been Sam Penianovich, your friend.
Oh.
Oh, we did. Right. There was a night when there was a Tilted Kilt girl here.
Yeah.
With Sam Penianovich.
Mm-hmm.
No. I don't know. Are we supposed to say that? There were pictures.
No,
he was in the studio.
They were just, hanging out in studio.
Well, all I know is that wherever I am, Sam Penianovich is not. I'm pretty sure he's afraid of me.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was just on the last show. I don't even know if he was still in the building and just ran before
he
got here.
I think
he
ran out. It's been everything. I'm even wearing my Blackhawks jersey that I challenged him to that wrestling match in that he never showed up for.
Can I talk about a first we just got? We just got a phone call for What's in the Box a good 15 minutes early.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah, someone's trying to be a contestant now.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
We're not going to make you hold on the whole time, but
no.
We will try to make sure that you are
wrong.
On the line at 12:07-ish. Yes, we're going to play after midnight. Mm-hmm. So that was lovely.
I know. It's a popular game.
I know. It's one of my favorites.
Sweeping the nation.
Sweeping the nation.
I've submitted several awards.
Do you know that they're putting together promo for What's in the Box?
Really?
Over by Dare.
They're putting it together. Like, what are they doing?
Well, we're going to make it some video packages.
Whoa! Yeah. A What's in the Box video package.
Well, I think it's so much fun in the studio. It's always kind of a party on
Friday
night.
Would you pop out of a box and then be like, what's in the box?
Depends on how much you pay me. I don't know if you saw what kind of money I made at Hooters on a Friday. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Want to say hi to our friend Eddie Cruz, who is on his way to Mesa, Arizona to watch our Cubbies. I'm wearing my Cubbies shirt today because I'm excited. It's very soon. First pitch is so close, so very, very close. Opening day. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow night, you can join us at Storefront Theater, 66 East Randolph. We're going to see Where Did We Sit on the Bus? Very excited to see this performance by Brian Quijada, who is our guest on Wednesday evening. Go to teatrovista.org for tickets. Yes, I know. How did I say it?
How did you say his last name?
Brian Quijada. You
said it wrong.
Did I? Okay. Yeah. I alerted Elliot to a conversation I had with my mother tonight. She asked me, who was your guest on Wednesday? And I said, Brian Quijada. She goes, how did you say his name? And I said, Quijada. And she goes, it's Quijada. And I was like,
I didn't hear the difference.
That was the reaction I gave her.
And that's why your wife's family will never accept you.
That was harsh.
Drink all the tequila you want, my friend.
Yeah.
If you can't say Quijada. Because I was saying Quijada instead of Quijada. It's a harder cue.
I don't know what's happening.
I was hitting
So Elliot corrected you. Go ahead, Elliot. Say it correctly.
I already said it. Why should I? You got to roll the tape.
Brian, he's in that kind of mood tonight. All right.
I even told my mom, Brian told me that I said it correctly. I gave him every opportunity to correct
Quijada.
He was on your show. How is he going to correct you?
Wait a minute. So
that's what she said.
It's not Quijada.
Not exactly. Quijada.
Quijada.
Ooh, Quijada.
Quijada. Oh, no. Now we're learning Spanish. That never
from
goes
someone
well.
Who doesn't speak Spanish fluently either.
Yeah.
Okay. What I'm saying is, you know what? This will be part of his storytelling because he's a young man who grew up in Highland Park. When he was in third grade, his teacher was telling them about Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King and civil rights. And he wanted to know, hey, teacher, what about the Latinos? And she said, you didn't exist then. She said, you guys weren't around back then, Elliot. That was rather than saying, let me look into that. Let me get back to you. Griffin was mortified. My 12-year-old son, he's coming with us tomorrow night, by the way. And he's curious to watch this performance as well. He said, how is it a play if it's just one man? But I was explaining to him that it is because he embodies different characters. He uses music and dance. It's a full performance. Do you consider that a play or a one-man show is not a play?
No, I consider it a play. I mean, I do. I consider it a play.
I think so, too.
It's funny, too, that that whole thing, that that teacher would say that, because I remember very vividly when I was young, and we did a school play on Martin Luther King. I played JFK, actually, in that play.
I love that.
I was JFK.
That seems appropriate.
Yeah, but I remember my parents talking to me about Martin Luther King, and they they knew they were here during that time,
right?
And you know, of course, the Latin community and the Black community have always had, you know, we've run on parallel tracks. Sometimes we came together, and sometimes crossed a bit. There were times when we weren't always working together,
right?
Admittedly,
and I think sometimes we are pitted against each other.
Yeah.
I think that politically we are used to sort of be battle rams against each other. And
right.
I think it's part of the reason that on the census we qualify as Caucasian, either white non-Hispanic or white Hispanic.
Yeah, I know. I still don't understand that. And I love how a lot of times I'm filling out surveys, mm-hmm. and I'm like, I'm Puerto Rican. And even after I check off Puerto Rican, it will say, okay, what type of Latino are you? And I'm like,
yes.
I just said Puerto Rican. And the only option it gives me is Caucasian. I'm like,
yes.
Okay. Okay, or I'll put down prefer not to answer. And I'm there.
See, he's like me. I write in the margins of things like that.
Mm-hmm. But I'm like, don't make me. I'm not ashamed of what I am. I am mm-hmm. what I am. But you're not like acknowledging in the choices what I can be. I mean, you they have some American Samoa on there. Why don't you have Puerto Rican? You know, for
yeah.
some reason.
I don't know. Well, is it because it's kind of considered a 51st state?
Oh, don't even start that.
why not? Didn't you get? You guys got to vote in the election. It doesn't mean it doesn't count, but you still,
yeah,
still get
the
votes.
There you go. There you go. No votes. Doesn't count.
No votes.
And on top of that, the U.S. Navy will hold like nuclear tests off the shores of your island, and you really
Elliot,
can't say anything about it.
We got to do it somewhere.
Yeah, and it's going to, you know, make you guys tough.
How about American Samoa? I hear.
Yeah. Can we just build like a nuclear proof wall around Puerto Rico and just bomb?
Who do we make pay for that?
Yeah. Yep.
Mexico. Oh boy.
It's not good.
Oh, that reminds me. I did have a. There was something.
Look, it
can
reminds
I, can
me
I
of,
read this?
I will go on.
Can I? So I was poking around Facebook as I tend to do when I'm just kind of hanging around. I did post something about the petition to get Quicken Loans Arena to allow everyone the ability to carry guns at the GOP convention coming up. But then I came across somebody who was very, very passionate about Donald Trump running for, you know, being the president of the United States and why we should not have Hillary. I don't want to read this whole thing. It's a passionate essay. It's very long. It's a lot of paragraphs.
Holy mackerel.
As Craig has said about one of our dear friends on the show, it's a lot of paragraphs for Facebook. But basically asking, do you really want Hillary Clinton to lead this country and put your children in harm's way by not being there to support them if they're ever in battle? I think not. She has done nothing but lie her way through her whole career. She has lived her eyes with her, she has lived her life with her eyes closed. The shame of what her womanizer husband Bill Clinton did while in the presidency is despicable. I don't know if she can lie and have her eyes closed. I guess you can lie when your eyes are closed. But there's just a lot of things going on in the description. So I was just curious because he was so passionate. I just asked very simply, what proposals or plans for America appeal to you most from Trump? Because that's exactly what I ask our listeners when they call. And again, a lot of paragraphs, Gary. A lot of paragraphs. But he says, I believe Donald Trump to be the one single person in this country to make America great again. I have heard of wonderful things that this man has done for individuals that needed help. Trump gets it. He believes in American exceptionalism. He's committed to education and demands high performance. He is highly efficient. He has promised to build a great, great wall, which will be high and deep within the ground where the tunnels can't be built. No one will be tougher on ISIS than Donald Trump, mostly because Islamic terrorism is eating up large portions of the Middle East and are becoming rich, unlike other politicians who tend to be swayed by law. Anyway, so it goes on, and I just couldn't find. I think the wall is one of his plans. That is definitely a plan. So I think he's hanging. I mean, that's the one plan I saw in there. But that seems to be something else that a lot of people. He loves all races, and perhaps some Mexican people might not think it, since Donald called them rapists, murderers, and drug dealers. But I digress. As a president who respects most races, he will hopefully alleviate recent tensions between police officials.
It does say most races that time?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He likes most, but not
most
all.
Of them.
Trump has said it himself. He would single-handedly stop Iran from getting nuclear weapons. I'm not sure how, but knowing him, anything's possible because he said so. So this is, I mean, this is really, I think that this kind of, I love that he put it in writing because then it is before me and I see it, and I think that's what a lot of people are drawn to because he said so. What, Elliot? This is what they're saying. But now I get it. I get that it's because Donald Trump said so that he will prevent Iran from having nuclear weapons because he said so.
You know,
needs a lot of breathing.
You know, did any of you people watch The Apprentice? Okay, you want to vote for a guy who was a reality? He hosted a reality show, The freaking Apprentice. On top of that,
but Barack Obama was just a community organizer. What experience did he have?
Working in a community?
Did
he go to a community center and say, you guys are going to build a gym in 3 days? Like Trump would have.
Did you see Witness? They could build a... If we had the Amish building walls along the Mexican border, wouldn't that be the best? Because they always have like those long tables, a lot of food. They've got like pitchers of iced tea and great looking biscuits.
Okay, I will say this.
The Amish need to build the wall.
Something. You're onto something.
I'm saying.
Because Harrison Ford is already doing... Indy 5.
Yes.
He's doing Blade Runner 2. Let him do Witness 2.
Oh.
And then
it's the wall.
The wall. Him and all the Amish go to Mexico to build the wall.
To keep the drug dealers out.
Can we take a break, maybe?
More after this on 720 WGN. We're going to shake your rump, because I'll be kicking the flavor that makes you want to jump. How high, real high, because I'm just so fly. A young, lovable, huggable type of guy. And everything is... You're listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. And Roger Bat, he tagged me in a photo. So this is the one that you're...
Yeah, there's a video with all of our faces. Oh, and I know Roger does this every once in a while, the jib-jab videos.
I think you look so cute as a bunny rabbit.
And the mouths move, too.
I know.
So that one just came up. The they change which videos they allow you to use.
Oh, this is great. Oh, look at this, Elliot.
Yeah, Elliot's in it too. So is Rob.
This is great.
Well,
and I don't
jump for Easter. We all look like bunnies and we're jumping. This is
fantastic.
I should have played our normal theme song, but I had to play
good
this.
And green in this one. I don't usually look very good.
Do you like your bunny ears?
I do like my bunny ears. Okay. That's perfect. I have to share this on my Facebook page. We have two listeners on the line. We've got Rob Martier coming down in just a few moments to play What's in the Box. Roger Badish, you had a lot from last week, so I'm assuming that you're able to use some of those.
Hold on, I'm putting my bunny
Put
ears,
your ears
on.
On.
Hold on a
yeah.
second.
Ooh.
Oh, there I am.
Yes.
Hi there.
Hi, bunny ears.
Hello.
We're going to call you bunny ears tonight.
I have now? I have What's in the Box, right?
Yes, you have, but you have a lot from last week because I'm guessing. I mean, like, you don't have to be. I feel bad
I've
that you do this every
all.
Week. Yes. I feel bad that you do it every week. I do it every other week or so that I have new reviews that I pull. Mm-hmm. But because Elliot was mentioning that some of these kind of rotate through. But I did have a lot of new ones last week. It is fun. It's fun to find just the right phrasing.
Yeah, I actually got some of the original ones that I did.
I still have to buy that. I have still to buy that one that says "Do not operate a vehicle for 24 hours."
Oh, you like that?
Should I like
go
that
back
one?
To that list?
I hope I like it. I don't know if you want me to let you know or not because then it seems like it's a little too much.
Did you try to operate heavy equipment or?
Look, I am very the one the review
Can
the
we
one.
Just play the game. Can we play the game, you guys? Let's just play the game.
The review for one of the items that I have, there was one woman who wrote, "Next time I have to lay out a tarp for myself." Hey, Jim, how are you doing tonight?
Very good. How you doing?
Very good. Have you heard us play What's in the Box before?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so you're familiar with the game. Let me put you. Make sure I lock you in there. And Ed, have you heard us play What's in the Box before?
Yes, I have.
Who is now? Which one of you has played before? You're past the limits, so it's fine. You're beyond the constraints of when you can win a gift from us. It's 90 days, so we're just glad you're playing again. We love sharing this game with you. We like having return players.
Love listening.
Do we call if they play more than once? Do we call them a playa at that point? Is that Jimmy the playa?
Yes. Yes.
Well, thank you so much. So for our listeners who've never, ever heard us play What's in the Box, because maybe you're just driving through Illinois, but actually people can hear us in 38 states. So maybe you got in the car and just wanted to see where you heard a voice in the middle of the night. That's us. It's Pretty Late. I'm Patty Vasquez. I'm joined by... You can turn my gun.
Yep, Elliot Serrano.
And in the producer's booth, we have...
Craig Collins.
Up in news, traffic, weather, everything you need to know.
Roger Badish.
And in a few moments, we'll have Rob Martier. And every Friday night, we get together and we play What's in the Box. Because I do a lot of online shopping, and I was struck by the fact that people will write reviews for anything and everything. Those are mine. Let me see. Where did I put his stack? Just grab a bunch. Here. These are yours. I'm sorry. Somebody else talk for a minute. So I was fascinated by how many reviews people will write for just about everything, including appliances and adult toys. There. I shortened the explanation. There. Boom. But because once in a while, those reviews seem to overlap. They apparently have a lot in common. For some reason, a woman's or man's pleasure toy has a lot in common with a hand mixer. I don't know why. I would not recommend interchanging those. So, you know, stay in your lane is all I'm saying. So our contestants are going to listen to a review read by Roger, Rob, Elliot, possibly myself, depending on how the game goes. And you have to tell us if it's an appliance or a toy. That's the only thing you have to answer. So we have on the line, we have Jim and Ed. They are competing for an Apt Electronics gift card. Go to aptabt.com. Their store is in Glenview. And we thank Steve Shapiro for all of his generous and kindness during this, for our game. And also Lou Malnati's for having the best pizza on the planet. And it is pie cut, whatever. Jim, you are up first. Roger Badish is going to read for you.
Alrighty.
Okay, here we go. Right out of the box, as they say. Plenty of power keeps this competitive, versatile, and numerous settings much lighter and quieter.
That's going to be a toy.
And you would be correct.
Yeah, volume seems to be an issue with a lot of toys. Thank you, Jim. So Jim is on the board. He's got the first one up. Rob Martier has his stack of reviews going. We'll get a little bit of little Jameson's in your hand.
That's
involved.
All right.
You're reading for Ed.
All right, Ed, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
This one's quick.
Okay.
Cheap
she said.
Motor.
Oh.
Cheap
appliance.
Motor. Look at you. Good job. Ding, ding, ding. It is an appliance. Well done.
Thank you.
He's had that one before. Okay, Ed and Jim are tied, one each. Elliot, will you please read for Jim?
All right, Jim, this one is a bit longer. That's what she said. I was waiting. Come on, people. Works excellent. We damaged the paddle by accident, our fault, and they sent us a replacement, which was greatly appreciated.
Wow.
That's going to be an appliance.
That is correct. It's an appliance.
Wow, you guys are not messing around. See, we could have totally done a three-way, Craig. All right, Roger.
What? Wait a minute. What?
No, I was offering to let three contestants.
Sit down, Roger. You sit down.
Yes. Oh, yeah, okay.
A menage, what's in the box?
Something's in the box. Roger, will you please read for Ed?
Why, sweetly.
All right, then.
All right. Like many models currently available, the controls are concealed on the top. On the control panel, you'll find buttons for power.
I'm going to say a toy.
It's an appliance.
Oh. Look at this. It gets more complicated as we get deeper
and
into the round.
The wheels fall off.
There we go. We know buzzers. It just seems, don't buzzers always seem kind of mean?
No, but got to have some sound effects.
No, that's not good. Sorry. What was that, a duck? What was that?
Yeah, that was a goose.
We also don't want to rip off the overnight arcade, so we don't want to play too many sound
effects. It would be the buzzer sound of, say, a vibrator.
Yeah.
Or the buzzing sound of a mixer.
Googling with Craig Collins.
I really have to Google vibrator sound. Really? That's what this job has come to? No! You're not supposed to do them.
Mine has a pull cord. All right, Ed, you are up. Rob Martier is reading
for
you.
Ed. You ready?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
I honestly was not a huge fan of the turn the wheel type activation. I found it very easy to turn this product off by accident.
I'm going to guess a toy.
Ding, ding, ding. Well done. It is a toy.
Are we? We have Jim has. Wait, where are we at? I've already. How have I already lost score?
Jim didn't get the last one. Ed just got this one.
Right. So it's only been two rounds. I gave.
I think it was the third round. In a row.
Did I do that?
Was it second or third?
Jim got two questions in a row. Is that or Ed did? Who got two questions in a row? You guys are admitting it. Let's be honest.
I had two questions in a row, and he had one and missed one.
Got it. Okay. We've messed up the game a little bit, gentlemen.
I've messed up the game. I know that Ed is ahead by one, is all I know. What? Ed has three?
Yes.
All right, and Jim has two. Yes.
Questions.
I'm going to go 3-2, Ed's ahead. Jim gets two questions in a row. Elliot, you go. You're both going to win cards.
All right. I can't express enough how much I like the quality of this product. I expect to be getting a lot of use and to be around for quite a long time.
Wow. God willing. What do you think, Jim?
That's going to be a toy.
That is correct. Yes.
Yes. Well done. Now the game is tied up again. So here we go. We're starting from scratch because I'm not really sure what I did.
No, it's fine. It's
all
fine.
It's all good. All right, Ed, Roger Badish is reading for you.
All right.
Oh, was it supposed to be Jim's two in a row?
No, let's just go with Ed.
Let's go ahead.
I got three in a row.
Who's...
Okay.
Are you just yelling answers then, even when we're not talking to you?
I think Jim should have got two in a row.
All right, Roger, read for Jim.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay, yes.
Good.
This is all Jim's right. question.
Yes.
All right, okay. It's far from what we'd call sexy. We did appreciate its straightforward design, bathed in shades of silver and black, has an upscale feel.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta be a toy.
You would think it would be, and then again, it would be an appliance.
Ooh.
There's that.
Ooh, he found it. He found it.
I love my show. It's like, you know what? Not unlike deep throat chanting. Could I also?
I know what's happening now. Are we still playing the game? Is Jim even on the phone? Jim, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, and Ed is there.
Ed is there. They're still tied 3-3. Okay. Rob Martier will read for Ed.
All right. Low speed, a little fast. In general, it serves its purpose. Would recommend.
Hmm. Would recommend. What do you think, Ed?
I would say, let me guess, a toy.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's an appliance.
Mm-hmm.
It's an appliance.
Would recommend. Right. I don't know. Maybe if they had said strongly, that would go the other way. Let me take a break here. Ed, Jim, do you mind? You're tied 3-3. We're going to take a quick break. All right, we're going to go back. It's going to be Jim. Elliot will read for Jim. I know I'm putting a bookmark right here. Thank you, guys. More after this on Pretty Little Patty Vasquez. We're playing What's in the Box? Not my box. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. And we are playing What's in the Box with Jim and Ed. Oh, you know what? Did everyone pay attention to who I said was up next? Did everyone?
Jim, I believe it's
Jim. I agree
next.
With you. Jim was up next.
Right, Jim?
I'm having that
Jim,
kind of
Jim, be honest
night.
With us.
Here's the thing, Jim. I watched The Matrix today. Nothing feels real anymore. I'm pretty sure I can jump off of buildings, but I can't remember.
Should
who
we double
up.
Check with Ed and make sure he doesn't claim to have gone?
Ed, was it Jim or you next?
Ed, be a sportsman.
Jim is next.
I'm here.
Thank you, Ed.
Jim is next. And Elliot was, that I remember. It was Elliot's turn, and he's going to read for Jim.
Ready, Jim?
Yes, I am.
Okay, just to make this interesting. I'm going to read this review.
Are you saying my game wasn't interesting before?
Well, no, I'm just saying to make the scoring interesting.
Elliot, get out!
Yeah. I'm going to read this one as Yoda.
Oh.
Yoda.
All
right. Okay. You ready?
I like it.
Okay.
Right. So much heat while it is turning, the unit generates.
That's it?
That's it.
That's it.
Wow.
That's what she said.
Unfortunately.
That's going to be a toy.
It's an appliance.
Ooh.
Now, I know that sound. That is a Norelco shaver.
That is an electric toothbrush.
Yay!
Oh, wow.
Wow, this is kind of...
You'll have to get like a coffee grinder or something like that.
Also sounds like other things.
Yep.
You know, because if you're grinding... Here you go. Roger, will you please read for Ed? We are tied 3-3.
All righty, then.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
All right.
I had an unusual situation to overcome. My wife and I were getting extremely tired every night, so the search began.
Oh.
That's got to be a toy.
It's an appliance.
Oh, God.
And that thing needs batteries.
What is that?
That is a text vibration. Which is a real quick text vibration.
Okay.
A multi-use item.
Uh-huh.
So we are still tied at 3-3. Okay.
All right.
Rob,
who am I reading for?
You're reading for...
Jim.
Jim. All right, here we go, bud.
I love our contestants are helping me out. Thank you. Go ahead, Jim.
Right. I gave this to my daughter and family as a Christmas gift. I already had one. I liked it so much, I thought she needed one, too.
Mm-hmm. That is a good mama.
Gotta be an appliance.
Attaboy.
There we go. It's 4-3. All right. Elliot, please read for Ed.
All right, Ed. It has a twist thing to control the speed. No different modes or anything. The worst thing about it is that it's very loud.
Hmm. What do you think, Ed?
I've been saying toy all the time. I'm going to stick with toy.
That is correct.
Hey!
Yes.
Hey.
Stuck with toy.
I say toy all the time, too. My husband says, stop it.
How many points do they have?
4-4. They're tied 4-4.
Okay. All right.
Roger, please read for Jim. This could be the game winner.
Okay, Jim.
All right.
Works like it should. Again and again and again.
Roger, you're making me very uncomfortable when you're reading that.
That's my appliance.
It's a toy.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
That sounds like a blender. Or
a blender.
Processor.
Exactly that. It's a blender. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right,
go ahead. Rob, please read for Ed. Yes.
Ed, use it once a week. Works wonderfully.
Oh.
Use it once a week. Works wonderfully.
That's charming.
Well, that sounds like an appliance I have.
That a boy.
What's Ed?
Well done.
Ed wins.
Hey! Bravo!
Both of our contestants win. Jim, Ed. Ed, hang on. What was that?
Congratulations.
Oh.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Congratulations to both of you. There is a gift card from Lou Malnati's and Apt Electronics. Ed will have his choice, and Jim will have the other prize. Go to Lou. Of course. Go to LouMalnati's.com, everyone, for the best pizza there is anywhere for miles and miles, probably the whole country. I'm going to go with that. Saw a list today. It was rated number 2 in the country by a certain list maker. 312-981-7200 for the rest of the show if you want to join our conversation. We'll be talking after the news about the top news stories. Also, the other gift card was from Apt Electronics. Go to apt.com, ABT.com. And we have a question for everybody for the next half hour. We'll talk about this with Rob, too. We're going to talk about topics in the news. But we also want to know what movie you think our Marines should watch next week. They are coming in on Tuesday night. One of our favorite Marines, Sergeant Paraka, has never seen A Few Good Men or Stripes or Private Benjamin or Sands of Iwo Jima. He's only seen Full Metal Jacket. He's only seen parts of that one. So we're going to pick a movie for him next week. Do we have a break before the news, or do we? Go ahead and do this, and more after this, 720 WGN. Oh, it is the weekend. Rob Martier,
nice.
It is time for the weekend wind-up.
Welcome to the weekend.
A couple primaries this week. Mm-hmm. There was, Arizona, Idaho, a couple of those places. Mm-hmm. Bernie picked up a few. Hillary picked up a few. Trump. Oh, Utah. That was kind of...
Yes.
That was interesting that Mitt Romney kind of came out and... He is campaigning for Ted Cruz.
Well, here is the phenomenon that is Donald Trump's campaign, right? Anytime, like daily, it seems as though something will derail this guy. Never happens.
Never.
Mitt Romney comes out. Everybody loves Mitt in Utah. It's the whole Mormon thing. They love him. He comes out. And then all of a sudden, now again, Utah went for Cruz, right? But everybody outside Utah now all of a sudden comes down on Romney. Because they're like, well, what is Mitt Romney? Why does he have a dog in this fight all of a sudden?
Because he seems like he's being sort of selfish or
promoting his own agenda. Like, I mean, criticism came from all corners. The criticism was varied. It was, basically it was, well, why is he criticizing Trump? This guy couldn't even get past Obama in the last election.
From his own party or?
Everybody. Just, wow. I mean, Twitter exploded. There were op-eds written about it. It was really bizarre.
Yeah, I don't even have an opinion about Romney. I just see him as somebody who did seem to have a solid chance against President Obama, was pretty well liked, was an admired governor of Massachusetts.
Right.
Actually, he actually passed health care legislation that did very well in Massachusetts, which we all went back and forth on whether or not that was kind of the foundation for the Affordable Care Act.
Yeah, I mean, there were broad brushstrokes incorporated into the ACA, sure.
I don't understand the backlash. I mean, what I see is a party that's scrambling to figure out. It's part of an identity, right? Are we Ted Cruz? Are we Trump? Are we? And is it Kasich?
The problem that the GOP is having right now is that you have two guys in Trump and Cruz that not a whole lot of people like to begin with.
In the party, which is
in the party,
you know, absent of everybody else.
Right. I mean, it's just
I asked a friend
it's
of
really
ours.
Crazy.
There's a friend of the show, Jimmy Schubert, who's a comic in L.A.
Yeah.
I asked him, I was like, because I haven't had a guy for a long time, you know, whether it's a Democrat, Republican. And by guy, I mean woman, too.
Right.
It's a line you use when it's SVU.
You got a guy.
I got a guy, or he's your guy when it's a perp. So probably not the best way to pick your president. But I haven't had someone that I feel passionate about for a very long time. And I was asking Jimmy Schubert, I'm like, well, he's very conservative. And I was like, well, who's your guy? And he never had an answer. I mean, like, who appeals to, who is it, has there been anybody, and on both sides? I don't think I'm not drawn to anybody. I don't know why. And do we have to be passionate about our candidate? Can't we just say it's kind of close enough, I guess?
Yeah, I don't know if you have to, you know, get that kind of lump in your throat feeling over your guy.
I'm so tired of holding my nose, though, Rob. I know. Whether it's at the state level or the federal level.
Look, we have scraped the bottom of the barrel. First of all, now we're getting in kind of the philosophical, you know, debate as to, you know, who our leaders are. But man, just what you have to go through, and the nonsense and the corruption, and just the everything that goes along with this. It's just crazy.
It is. It's absolutely, it's asinine what it's become.
It is.
Well, I don't understand the backlash against Romney if he's just trying to get in there. I guess he seems opportunistic because what people are worried about and what they're probably, you know, lashing out at is there going to be a brokered deal, and are they going to try to get Romney at the convention?
I've said this before, and I truly believe this. Go back, rewind a couple of weeks ago when House Speaker Paul Ryan was basically criticizing Donald Trump. I mean, you know.
Yes.
Without saying his name, he was criticizing him. And if Trump gets the 1237, the 1,237 delegates needed to avoid a brokered, a contested convention, I think what needs to be said is we're going to hold Donald Trump's feet to the fire. We're going to make him a better Republican.
Right.
And you know that he's going to be doing it like with clenched teeth, right?
How do they make him a better Republican?
Well, but that's just it. Like the Democrats and everybody on the opposite side. Well, we're going to hold this guy accountable, and we're going to, you know, you just say, look, we have ideals and we have values that we hold near and dear to our hearts. We're going to make sure that we keep him in line.
Right. And whether that's,
and that's what he should be saying instead of saying, well, you know.
And here's something that Elliot has been sort of shouting about online is it's not just about the presidency, right? So if you let's say it is Donald Trump, what you also have to keep in mind are all the seats that are up for grabs at the other levels, whether it's Congress or the House of Representatives. So one of the ways to also hold his feet to the fire is to still have the Republican base that has all the seats in power. And if that starts to, you know, erode because of this presidential election, all bets are off as far as who is in charge. And that's the thing, is it's not supposed to be who's in charge, right? It's not supposed to be that we have a Supreme Court that, and by the way, I've been doing some research on this. There is nothing that says the number of judges have to be seated on the bench. So we could actually just keep eight, I guess.
Right.
And just keep moving forward.
Well, but there have been decisions already over the past couple of weeks that have been 4-4,
right,
which then automatically kicks it back down to the appellate. Yeah, so to that lower level.
The original decision.
Right.
Yep.
And that's how it goes.
And is that palatable to either side? You can chime in. You can chime in, Elliot.
I was going to say, I think Joe Biden said it best. You know, if you're leaving it to the lower courts, now you're talking about, you're not talking about a national constitution anymore.
No, it's true.
You know, you're leaving.
And for some people, because some people prefer less government, is that what they're going for? Is that because they're like, well, you know, take government out of it, and now we have less federal control, less of a federal voice, it goes back to the lower courts? I don't know either.
I don't know.
I mean, is that Mitch McConnell's goal? And they're saying that they want to wait for the next president, let the people speak, and we can go round and round on this because the people spoke. They didn't say, we want President Obama unless it's the last year of his presidency, and then don't.
Yeah, well, look, that's something I've been thinking about a lot. They spoke in two directions. Clearly, President Obama is a two-term president,
right,
and he has every right to pick the nominee, which he has. We know the guy. He's a local Chicago guy. He's, you know, but the people also spoke by putting in the GOP in power in the House,
right?
And the majority, you know, but
so they would. So when they have the hearings, though, they would be the ones to put the wall up and go no. But at least they would go through the process because they're there.
Well,
they're
I've always said that. I said, look, you're in control here at the very least, even though we know you're going through the motions, at least go through the motions.
It seems a little pouty.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, no, it is. It's absolutely pouty.
Do you know what popped into my head? And I don't know if anyone will remember this. Maybe Roger, any one of us. I remember there being for health, the Secretary of Health. Do you remember the name Jocelyn Elders?
Vaguely.
Do you remember? This was someone, I think it was Clinton, who wanted Jocelyn Elders to be in charge of health. And one of the big problems that people had with her as part of her agenda for spreading education about AIDS and sex health was encouraging. I can't believe 312. I got a gift card. We got tons of gift cards left. 312-981-7200. This goes into our hour. It's after midnight. So Jocelyn Elders, she was in the Navy. She was appointed by, now Roger's looking her up, or someone is.
No.
Everyone can look her up. I don't mind.
I do remember the name, but it's been a while.
Oh, yeah. This was one of my favorites. I can't believe people don't jump. Like, there's one word that comes to mind for me when I think of Jocelyn Elders. 312-981-7200. What was the controversial activity that Jocelyn Elders encouraged for healthy sexual behavior? 312-981-7200. I have a gift card for Lou Malnati's. More after this on 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase studio. Rob, I'm not going to let you answer the question after you heard that song that Craig just used, but Jocelyn Elders was a vice admiral, and she was in the Public Health Service Commissioned Corps. She was appointed as the Surgeon General of the United States by Bill Clinton, but she was never confirmed. And there were several things that she was controversial in her opinions. Some of them were legalization of drugs, handing out contraception at high schools. But Judy, what was the one thing that people really seemed to what drew their attention on her platform?
She promoted self-pleasure.
She did. She promoted. And I love the way you said that. I have a gift card to Lou Malnati's for you. Did you remember that one? Was that just something when you hear the name Jocelyn Elders? Like, for better or worse, that's the first thing I think of.
Yep, me too.
Oh, masturbation. I gotcha.
Judy was working very hard to find a classier way to say that, and she did. And we appreciate that.
Thank you, Judy.
Were you, it seemed to make sense, though, because we were still sort of trying to understand AIDS and young sexuality. I mean, it made sense what she was trying to say. But did you remember kind of that resistance going, oh, I can't believe she's talking about this? What'd you think, Judy?
Well, I was fine with it. That made sense.
It did, didn't it? Oh, I love you, Judy. Thank you so much. Craig will take your information. We've got a gift card to Lou Malnati's for you. Go to loumalnati's.com. There's over 40 locations in the Chicagoland area. You can have it delivered. I actually have coupons for frozen pizza to be delivered. Yes, she encouraged masturbation as safe sex health.
Which cracks me up because, you know, what, about 99% of all congressmen then after that, regardless of what side they were on, probably went back to their office. Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
But I think that part of why she was probably so, I've had this conversation. Oh, my gosh. Craig, can you do me a favor when you get off the phone with Judy and get her information? We're going to need the adult warning because we didn't know we were going to talk about this topic. But, you know, obviously I have no shame. I will talk about anything. But I've had conversations with guys before and with women when it comes to self-pleasure, as Judy put it. But I think that there is, and I talked to a guy in college one time. Let's call him Tom because that was his name.
Warning.
And it wasn't Tom Daniels. You know what? I actually will not use this Tom's last name because he has a big family. They all live in this area. He was very religious.
Was it the guy from Jacksonville?
No, that was Tom Daniels.
The other Tom.
Tom M., let's call him Tom M., is from the area. He was actually, I remember when we were in college, he was a big Johnny Brandmeier fan. Johnny B. And but we were talking one day, and he said the only reason to have sex was for procreation. And I said, well, it's always fun having an argument with a virgin. And well, because he was very, there were a lot of things that, and he didn't think that you should masturbate. And I didn't know how, I was like, I had never met a man, and I was 21 or whatever. And I was like, I never had that really that conversation. And I was just, because he was saying the only time you should, even including sex with yourself, is against God's law. And I didn't really, I had never met anyone like that. It was kind of fascinating. And I was like, okay. But for the most part, I rarely ever meet men who say they've never, you know, pleased themselves.
Look, I don't want to carve Elliot and Craig out of this conversation, but no, Patty, you and I are experts because we are married and we have kids.
I thought you were talking about the other thing. Yes, go ahead. Yeah, so clearly
and we're experts
had
in that as
yes.
well.
Okay, yes.
And when you're married and you have kids, there's very little time for anything else.
Mm-hmm. For...
Although you can find time for that self-gratification. And look, man, I mean, it happens.
What you're saying is that often the schedules don't line up.
They never
Craig
line
wants
up.
To know what my hands are
no,
doing
wait,
right now.
Yeah, so Rob's saying that you only really have time for...
Making babies?
No.
No.
For what is Rob saying that you guys only
what
have
I'm
time
saying is
heard?
That, well, what Patty just said is those schedules
don't
rarely
align.
And when they do, it's one of these deals. Do you want to? Yeah, do you want to? And then next thing you know, it's
so clinical. So,
and you're sleeping.
Are you saying that married people then have to take matters into their own hands?
Yes. Or make sure the batteries are charged.
Or so hand, as the case may be.
So this is interesting because Elliot is a single man. I'm sure that that's completely false.
I'm sorry. I'm like sad Ben Affleck right now. Where everyone's talking, and I'm just sad. I agree.
Well, to bring this back to the conversation about Jocelyn Elders, I think that there are people like I was not encouraged to discover myself. Like I'll be very honest. My mom will listen to this show and be mortified. That's fine. And actually, some of our listeners will be mortified. I started discovering myself when I was very young, maybe 7 or 8, and I didn't know what it was. I just knew that something felt interesting, and I it felt really good. It was kind of soothing, right? So my mom caught me and then caught me again and maybe a couple more times. We had a very small apartment. We actually shared a room. And my mother wanted to send me away to like the Christian camp, to the Mormon. I was a Mormon at the time. And she wanted to send me away to restrict myself from touching myself anymore, which didn't solve the problem. It was actually, it's a conversation about what your body is and why that feels good and what it's supposed to mean and all those things. And instead I just felt embarrassed and humiliated. Maybe I was doing something wrong and I didn't understand what that, all of that was. So I think having a conversation with your child, you know, whatever age they are, whenever they start to be curious, is important. And I think that was what was why when I was in college and I saw that Jocelyn Elders had this as part of her platform, I was like, that's fantastic. Yes. Yeah. Encourage people to be comfortable enough with themselves, because I was almost sent off to Mormon Bible camp. because
I have no idea if this is on topic, but from the 630, ask Rob to tell the golf joke.
The golf joke.
Choke up.
Oh. What does masturbation and three putting have in common?
What?
It's not something you're proud of, but you know it's going to happen again.
And again, and again.
Why can't you be proud of it, though?
Well, because you don't want a three putt when you're on the green.
No, I mean the other
thing. Yeah, you don't want a three putt.
Don't want a three putt.
That's just too many.
I'm not saying I'm proud of the other thing, but I'm like, there was a years ago when Ana de Vellantes had her show. She had on Fox. We did Good Morning Chicago on Channel 32, and there was a segment. This woman had written a book. She was in her 90s, and she talked about how if you're not getting fulfilling sex, leave him. Right. And it was mostly for women. She was saying, if you're not or have an affair, her own truthisms. This is just from her, but she was saying that she had not gone with a day without an orgasm since she was a teenager. And I think that's a lofty goal to have. I think that I mean, whatever it takes. So since that segment, I was like, let's see if I can't. I don't always maintain.
Well,
that,
I mean, look at what a pioneer Dr. Ruth was. Westheimer.
You know, she was a sniper for the Israeli army.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Isn't that amazing? And I wonder if that had something to do with her also then being sort of, you know, confident and this is what I'm going to talk about.
Yeah.
I agree. Dr. Ruth is fascinating to me.
But she always did it, you know, even those people who are embarrassed to talk about the subject of self-gratification and masturbation, she always did it in such a clinical sense.
Yes.
That even those who were uncomfortable, oh, yeah, I kind of get that.
Who was the other one? Wasn't there like a Sue Johnson? She was like had a show for a while, an older woman. And I remember she had like a Barbie doll and a Ken doll and was showing different positions. She was like in her 70s showing all these. I was like, all right, just okay then.
Sure.
Well, and I think that's, you know, we have these hangups. And Steve and I, my husband and I, were talking about traveling to Europe and how, you know, there seems to be a little more laid back attitude. But at the same time, there are things in Europe that you can't really, like women's health is sort of taboo there, which I thought was very interesting.
Yeah.
If you're willing to be honest about everything else that happens, why is it that women's health is, when I talk about stirrups, they're like, we don't talk about those kind of things. Mm. But I do. I think it's important to be comfortable with yourself in every sense of that word, yourself.
Indeed.
But that was, so the reason we're talking about this is controversial nominations to high positions within the government, and that was Jocelyn Elders, and she was appointed in the, she was in office from September 8th to December 31st, 1994. So it was 1993 and 1994, but since she was never confirmed, she was never really the Surgeon General.
Circling all the way back around to President Obama's Supreme Court
nomination. But there were other, haven't there been, actually during Obama's term, other appointees that were actually never heard and never had any hearings? I believe it's been the case.
I'd have to look that up, but I'm sure that's, I wouldn't be surprised.
And I wonder how many other presidents have actually experienced this. It's just, it does seem to be more so the Supreme Court justice, because it's so important, not just to have a justice seated, but also because whoever that is will have a long-term impact on our laws going forward.
Well, another point I made too, and this is what kind of aggravates me a little bit about the Republican Party right now. Either vote them up, vote them down. But let's take a look at the Supreme Court as it stands right now. Ruth Ginsburg is not going to be around much longer, let's be honest. So if you fast forward and let's say by some freak of nature, Donald Trump becomes the Republican nominee, then most likely he'll get a chance to nominate his own guy or girl.
Right. And he has not had any sort of, he's not said anything about, because he has said his cabinet and who he would have in high positions, but he has not said anything about the Supreme Court, has he?
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything.
And what do you, I mean, what's the concern that he would sort of go off the map? Because you were saying that one of the things they're trying to do is make sure that if he is the candidate, they want to hold his feet to the fire, hold him accountable.
Sure.
But what does that mean for the Supreme Court justice?
Who knows? At this point, I don't know.
What else is in the news this week, Rob, that you wanted to touch on? Oh, the Ted Cruz scandal.
Trump
was saying that.
Speaking of sex.
Ted Cruz apparently had So this is the Enquirer?
National Enquirer, yeah. Elliot, how many was it? It was
five.
Was it
five.
Ted Cruz has five mistresses, and I can't even find one.
According to the Enquirer. Aww,
hey,
Elliot.
No. Well, here's the thing. Everyone talks about the Enquirer. The Enquirer broke the Tiger Woods.
John Edwards. Yep.
I mean, they are.
And OJ.
They're good at that TMZ type stuff. You know, they always seem to figure out when you've been having an affair. So.
Oh, boy. But that can't be. That's what Trump is saying. He's like, well, they got everything else right. That was actually his tweet out. Well, they got all these other things right. I'm not saying, but I'm just saying.
It's hard to argue with that.
But I have so many problems with this. It almost seems like a screenwriter said, well, this is the part in the movie where we have the sex scandal. Isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like they're just kind of throwing everything out there. We're going to have the violence. We're going to have this hateful language. We're going to have everyone distracted by this. I mean, everything, even the Supreme Court justice scandal, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have, again, these rallies and the protests here. It does seem like someone's writing this, and we're all just players in this.
Yeah.
I'm a little bit...
My favorite part was how the Enquirer blocked out the faces of the women, and someone said on Twitter... the editor of the Enquirer said, block their faces. They've suffered enough.
Oh, yeah. I try not to think about the fact that, I don't like it when people make sort of physical judgments when it comes to anybody in particular. Women seem to be the target of that. So, but ooh,
I mean,
with
Ted
Cruz
really.
really with Ted Cruz. Yeah. But does that is that going to have an effect at all on his run?
But it's people. It's people in power, though. You can make the same argument. I mean, you know, Bill Clinton's not the greatest looking guy on the face of the planet. Look at all the tail he was getting.
But he was charming when he walked into a room. You felt like you were the
I'm not disputing that. I'm just saying he's no Tom Cruise.
Whereas when Ted Cruz walks in the room, you go, dear God, let there be somebody else in the room with me.
We're out of time for the segment.
Aww. Are we alone? Rob Martier, happy Easter. Have a wonderful weekend.
Happy Easter, guys.
Thank you so much for joining us. And we'll see you next week.
Welcome to Talk Sex. I'm Sue Johansson.
Sue Johansson. I said Sue Johnson. Right, I apologize, Sue.
But that's what we're doing now, right? It's a Sue.
Sue Johansson.
Yeah. She is.
So if you just want to just place your body lengthwise and then rotate sideways.
Do you know what the title of the
what was her show called?
I just clicked. No, it's Talk Sex with Sue Johansson. Yeah. But it's Pleasure Kits.
Pleasure Kits.
If we keep listening to that, that is a show about pleasure kits.
Did I ever tell you that I was on the road one time with Nate Weatherup and I was approached by a woman who asked me if I would be interested in selling adult toys? Like, you know, they have like jewelry parties and handbag parties. It's kind of like Tupperware parties, but this is where you women get together and they are enticed with items for sale that are of the adult nature. And she said, you know, you can make a lot of money. She quit her nursing job to just do this. She just sells adult toys and lingerie and all these things. And I put it on Facebook. This is a few years ago. Nate Weatherup was sitting there and I was kind of fascinated. I encourage women to discover themselves, to find ways to be happy sexually. And sometimes you can't do that with a partner. And even if you can, there are ways to just sort of, you know, be in touch with yourself, find out what you like. And so I thought it was a curious business opportunity. And I put it on Facebook and everyone was like, no, no, no. And then my writing partner, Kevin Cleary, said, maybe when you retire. So I do intend at some point in my life, Craig, I aspire to be Talking Sex with Sue Johansson.
Awesome.
Talking Sex with Patty Vasquez.
That's cool.
Yeah, grandma. I want to be a grandma.
Yeah.
Well,
by the time you get up to the grandma, then you can say anything you want and nobody's offended. Ever.
Yeah, right now I can't say anything.
Yeah,
you still
offend people. Yeah.
I do. Mm-hmm. All right, though. That happens. You know, a lot of fans of superheroes seem to be offended
this week. Yes.
Do you see what I did there?
That's good.
Those transitions are getting a little bit creepy. Go ahead, Craig. You know what? We should have a bell for every time I do a creepy transition. Did she just do that? Did she just transition?
No, that was a good one. That was a real good one. You were absolutely correct.
Fans do seem to be offended by the new movie. Batman versus Superman. Is it Superman versus Batman? Which one is it?
It's Batman versus Superman because pretty much it's a new Batman movie.
Oh, it's supposed to be Batman.
Well, it was supposed to be a Man of Steel sequel.
Because he's actually the actor that is carrying on the franchise.
Correct.
But Christian Bale's done.
He's done.
And so, he was the one we liked.
Generally, most folks liked him, yes.
But no one liked the Man of Steel.
Are you talking about the
fans,
movie or
the movie,
or Superman? The
movie.
Well, not no one. No, there was a small amount.
There were enough people to make
for
a sequel.
For the most part, for the most part, people were not impressed by the Man of Steel.
Yeah. I mean, I think if you were a person of taste, you weren't impressed by
it. Do you think that Linda Carter and Christopher Reeves have broken the mold for those two characters and the way they were beloved in the sort of embodiment from those actors?
Well, I mean, for that type, yes. But, I mean, you can reinterpret the characters or have elements of those characters. I thought Brandon Routh did a very nice job of doing a Christopher Reeve-type Superman in Superman Returns.
Yeah, in Superman Returns. Just real quick, just to say, Rotten Tomatoes gave Man of Steel a 56%. That is certainly not a certified fresh, but it's not exactly as resoundingly negative as the 34% that the Batman versus Superman has now gotten.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like
it's only going downhill.
Right, you talk about man. See, the thing about that is that it's like when you think about that girlfriend that you had that drove you nuts and then you had that really bad breakup, but then you get involved with another gal who's like even worse, and you go, you know what, maybe that last one wasn't so bad after all.
Well, Elliot and I were talking about this a little bit before the show started tonight, Patty. I don't know if it's okay to kind of go here with it, but I did like Man of Steel, but I think the biggest problem that the movie had was misunderstanding the Clark Kent part of Superman.
If you kind of like a movie, what does that mean?
I didn't hate it, I guess, because when I left the movie and I found out that everybody really disliked it, I wasn't passionately I actually enjoyed myself, and I didn't think that it was the best Superman movie I'd ever seen. I didn't love it, but I did not leave the theater thinking, wow, that was awful or terrible or not that good.
And as opposed to Roger's interpretation of the Force Awakens in the last Star Wars movie, he was completely unimpressed.
Correct.
Compared to the overwhelming thrill that many of us had.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I'm getting, even though I'm getting excited now about the Batman versus Superman, because I was going to wait for it to come out on Amazon. Actually, I wasn't going to go watch it in the theater. Apparently, the entire world is spending every penny they have now.
Really?
And it's seriously, worldwide, it's raking in like record numbers of money.
Yeah, it's actually, it's outpacing Avengers Age of Ultron. It's outpacing a lot of movies right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it's just the whole it's the opposite effect where everyone's saying this movie's terrible, avoid it, and then everyone's going, no, I'm gonna see it. I don't care what you say. To which point I say, hey, good for you. If you want to see this movie,
well,
great.
The critics don't always, and there are movies that are genuinely really really terrible, like Transformer movies that get 8% on Rotten Tomatoes, and yet they blow up the box offices for a couple weeks too. So not every single time that a movie gets rated poorly does it actually also do poorly at the box office.
Correct. But people, the thing that gets me is that people are acting like the critics are picketing out in front of the movie theaters to tell them, don't see this movie. Like, it's like, we're not going to a Planned Parenthood, okay? This is, it's just a movie.
You know, I will say,
wow.
I think this might excite you a little bit, Patty. There have been a lot of very high positive things said about Wonder Woman. Especially the way Wonder Woman fights toward the end of the movie, apparently. A lot of people seem to think that that part of the movie was done well.
I've read that review from women who are like disappointed with who they cast, especially because they feel that Linda Carter, as I was mentioning earlier about Christopher Reeves and Linda Carter sort of setting the precedent for what that character looks like, what they embody. Yes, this woman felt that they had done a wonderful job with this woman casting.
And I think another thing that's happening is it's Warner Brothers that's putting this out, right, Elliot?
Yes.
Yeah. So what I'm thinking is, and I reposted this from Time Magazine the other day on Twitter, they have a map of where the DC Universe movie-wise is going. And I'm thinking that Warner Bros. Is not too concerned about this because they have bigger plans ahead as far as expanding the universe movie-wise and making a ton more money. And this one is the setup for the second Superman movie. Well,
actually,
Solo.
It's a setup. Well, Wonder Woman's next.
Right.
And then after this is a Justice League.
Justice League.
That doesn't make any sense, though, Roger.
Why
you
not?
Have to have a strong foundation.
Well, yes.
Look
but
at the
foundation
Avengers.
Is already Batman and Superman.
But wait a minute. Look at the Avengers. Did everybody in the room like the Avengers movie? Did
yes.
you guys all
yes.
like it? A lot?
Yes.
So that created a world, and that was kind of the first time that we saw this sort of shared universe. That is now very popular, and every single movie blows up at the box office.
Right, but they set that up ahead of time with the Hulk, which was redone 10 million times, Hulk, Iron Man, and Captain America in solo shots. Now, we've seen Batman in solo shots, but not this reincarnation of him. And we have seen the Superman now, who has been reincarnated after Superman 1. So I think that's where Warner Brothers is going. They're trying to catch up to what Marvel has been very successful at
doing. I don't think you can be happy that the first movie of your shared universe is getting a 34% Rotten Tomatoes. I don't think that Warner Brothers is like, no big deal. This movie is pretty terrible, according to most of the critics and comic book fans. But we'll move on to the next one. Because Zack Snyder is also doing the Justice League movie. The same director, same writer, is doing the next big tentpole movie in this franchise.
Do you think I understand? I mean, so let's say with tentpole movie, so everyone understands what that is. And I learned this in a meeting. A tentpole movie is men and women, young and old, that it attracts everybody. And I don't think
Batman versus Superman was not a tentpole movie.
No, I don't think so. But Justice League could be. Do you think because it's going to have Aquaman?
Yes,
it's
gonna,
Who else is it going to have? I didn't even finish.
Green Lantern,
The Flash.
Oh. Yeah.
And from the tease, and I posted this the other day, from the tease, it looked like Green Lantern's a woman.
What?
I think you're thinking about Rebirth.
Yeah.
I saw it from the from the movie.
I would trust Elliot on this one.
I know.
We also didn't mention Cyborg, though, the superhero Cyborg.
Cyborg.
Yeah, he's
Cyborg. Now, there are some teases from what I hear in Batman versus Superman, other than Wonder Woman.
They're all in it.
Yep.
Green Lantern's in it, Patty. Cyborg's in it.
She's checked out. She's, like, been overwhelmed.
Wait a minute. What happened? Where'd she go?
I don't understand.
You okay? What's... Patty, wake up.
No, I'm awake. Okay. I'm just overwhelmed by the volume of information that's coming at me. I don't understand cyborgs and female lanterns. And just, is it oil or is it wax? I don't know what kind of lantern we're talking about. Is it electric?
What?
Lanterns, a green lantern.
Right, green lantern.
I understand that anyone can be a green lantern. It's sort of one of those things that's passed on.
Which is
I get the mythology.
It
was a terrible Ryan Reynolds movie, which they also make fun of in Deadpool, by the way.
Correct.
See, I can play a little bit, but then I got to step out.
Well, no, and see,
I loved Deadpool.
Would you consider something like maybe Ant-Man, not Deadpool, a tentpole movie? Do you think that attracted men, women,
all
ages?
No, can't do all ages on that.
Not even an Ant-Man?
You use words I almost say on the show, but don't.
Well, not Deadpool, yeah, but like Ant-Man.
Ant-Man was tentpole.
Right, yeah. No, I think most superhero movies now
I think it's too much of a niche.
Really?
Here's what a tentpole movie is. It's the ones that strike at the core of familiarity. Right. The reason that the Avengers, because you have Captain America, which appeals to people who really he's a bigger than life. He was big in the 50s and 60s. Right. That was sort of just a larger than life character. I wasn't familiar with Iron Man, but I knew who Captain America was. I knew who were the other ones in the Avengers. It's
Hulk.
Hulk. Right. So you have Bill Bixby in the 1970s. So that's another age group. So that is why the Avengers works, because you have these characters who we grew up knowing, and people who are older, people who were born in the 70s. Then you have Robert Downey Jr. who reinvents this character, right? That's another thing that brings people into the tent, is they love Robert Downey Jr. He does a great job with it. So that brings men and women in because they find him appealing. That's what makes that all tentpole. Paul Rudd is adorable, but it's not a tentpole movie.
The other thing that we should say is Iron Man had a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes. Some of these movies, when they came out, they were just genuinely good films.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's probably what brings everyone in, all different age groups and
quality.
Everything like that. Yeah, quality.
I'm sorry, quality also.
And when you come back, Elliot, I'm concerned about Supergirl not being renewed.
Oh, more after this. We'll find out. 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio. We are talking about the big opening of Batman versus Superman, which is getting not great reviews, doing very well with box office numbers. Roger Badish had a question for Elliot Serrano regarding Superman. Yes, go ahead, Roger.
Well, Supergirl, actually. The Supergirl's initial season on CBS and getting ready to do a crossover episode with The Flash on another network. And the renewals of CBS
TV? No, that's
TV?
Happening on Supergirl.
Oh, it is happening on an episode
on CBS.
Of Supergirl?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, The Flash is going to be...
But The Flash is on another network,
and they're
bringing him over.
But Greg Berlanti, who is the creator of the series for both, producer of both, that's kind of the tie-in there. But go ahead. Yes.
Well, from what I've seen last night and this morning, is that CBS did not have Supergirl on their renewal list for next season.
What?
Supergirl will be renewed for next season, and on top of that, Linda Carter is going to be brought on to be a character.
There you go.
I'm sorry. Was that too loud?
I think my ears hurt.
I'm sorry. I don't know what just happened to my throat. I don't know. If you go to Facebook and just search for Linda Carter, she has a Facebook page. I don't know if she manages it, but she puts some really delightful things on her page. She's actually been very active. She's a singer. She's toured around the country, around the world. Her husband, I believe, is a diplomat, so they've been doing a lot of things. She's been busy. I'm so sorry. Not that I follow her career, that I love her very much. But I'm sorry, what did you say, Elliot?
She will be on the Supergirl. She's going to play a character in the second season of Supergirl.
I'm so very happy.
Will it be a recurring character?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
You know, I watched the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and there was an actress who appeared on that series for like two episodes, and I made the same sound I just did now, because to me, she's not the same caliber of Linda Carter, but I adore her very much. Lucy Lawless.
Yes.
With someone because I think that she kind of also embraces that I'm this kind of powerful woman. There's that, you know, I'm strong, not skinny. She's a big gal, you know, and she really owns all of that.
Yep.
She was
on
great.
Ash versus the Evil Dead. She plays a very fairly strong character in that one.
Did a lot of work together on Xena because he played
Autolycus, the King of Thieves.
He was mad at me. Brian Campbell was mad when I said he was the Prince of Thieves.
Bruce Campbell.
That one too. Who's Brian Campbell? I am in so much trouble. No wonder he didn't like our interview, Craig. We were late.
He liked our interview.
He really did not.
He had a good time.
He did not at all. He was very angry at us. Elliot missed the interview. I like Bruce Campbell. The Chin is a very fun actor. He's been on Burn Notice. Again, he was on all the Evil Dead movies.
Evil Dead movies.
How was the series?
Ash versus Evil Dead. Oh, it's great. It's like if they took a movie and they divvied it up into 10 episodes. It's a lot of fun. Next time I run into Bruce Campbell, I have a ton of questions I'd love to ask him about it.
Well, we will make sure this year we are. I will stay up all night, Craig, if that's what it takes, to make sure that we have this interview ready to go with Bruce, because they called us an hour earlier.
Yeah, they showed up like a good hour earlier. And, you know, I'm not sure that we should say this, but we were the only show that asked for Bruce.
Oh.
Yeah, nobody else.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So I don't know how much he loved or didn't love our interview, but we were the only ones that really wanted the Campbell.
Okay, well, here's the thing. If we can get him back.
No, we should.
We will do it up big for him because he's got kind of his own wing at the Wizard World
convention. He definitely does have his fan base, and we should wear Bruce Campbell t-shirts. We should do the whole thing.
I'm going to dress up as Xena, Warrior Princess.
Okay, or that.
And you should dress up as Autolycus.
I could dress up as Autolycus, yeah.
Nice.
Okay, I like that very much.
Or better yet, I'll just be Gabrielle.
Hey, you do
what
you.
What were her weapons? Her weapons were the two...
The chakras.
She has the two blades. Why am I doing this, Craig? Because
I don't know.
That's what she...
Yeah, she would stabby.
Well, so...
The flying thing that she threw.
Yeah, Xena had a... right, Xena
we're talking about Gabrielle's
she had a long wooden stick, didn't she?
She had a staff.
She had a staff, but then she ended up getting those two blades.
The blades, right.
Yeah, that she had like kind of... Yeah. Tucked in her.
I should know this. I wrote a Xena comic.
Craig, we were trying out costumes.
We were.
Edgecog costume. I tried tucking that sword into my dress.
You did. That's got to be tough, though. I don't think
it's hard to have range of motion when you have a sword in your dress.
Right. Yeah, I don't think that everybody actually can fight as well as they do on TV with that.
No, I don't think so either.
Yeah.
There's a lot of...
Have you been trained?
We were willing to go through training. There was no training at Chicago Costume. Oh. I mean, they're a wonderful spot, but they don't have sword training yet.
Oh, they have such great costumes.
They really do.
But Anna G is offering to do our costumes next time.
Yeah.
Anna G
is awesome.
I really want to do the actual, like, badass Wonder Woman one that's in this movie. Now, why have you not seen this yet, Elliot?
Well, because apparently they're... critics out in front of the theater that are picketing it and not letting anyone go in.
Is that what it is?
No.
They're just tackling people. You don't want to see this.
You can't see this.
Is this rare for you, Elliot, to not go see a big movie like this in your world?
I was going to say this. To your point, actually.
Okay.
It seems to me that Elliot kind of hangs back a little bit, lets all of the explosions and the hoopla sort of die down. He lets the dust settle and go, let me see what it's all about.
Except for Star Wars.
No, he did not go see. No, he saw Star Wars later on, didn't
what?
You?
No, I saw Star Wars. I saw
opening?
I saw a press screening of it.
Oh, you did?
I saw
okay.
a press screening of it. I was not invited to the Chicago press screening of Batman versus Superman, and I have a feeling it's because of my, I guess just everyone knows how I feel about Man of Steel. So they probably said, okay, kid, you just stay home.
We need to be on a list, Craig. We need to have some sort of press pass to more screenings.
Yeah.
I set kind of a snobby letter.
We have to technically be critics, though. So we should just start reviewing movies on
the air. Tell you what I think about just about anything.
That's all you have to do to be a critic. Just got to say what you think.
I don't know. I don't know if I qualify as one of those.
Well, join the Chicago Film Critics
Association. That or we just follow Dean Richards around.
He is so good at reviewing. He gave this movie, by the way, Batman versus Superman, a B-.
Oh, hey, that's not so bad.
He's a tough critic, so I don't know. He seemed.
What did
enjoy
he think of Man of Steel? Do you remember?
No.
Yeah. I'm curious. I'm going to look that up.
Look that one up.
Dean thinks
see
of that
what he
movie.
Thought about that.
Our own Nick DiGilio.
Yes. What did he think?
On.
He went to see it tonight.
Let's be honest.
What did he think?
Nick does not
Tell
like
me.
Any of these. Of course.
Well, he went in. He didn't like any of the Dark Knight movies.
Yeah.
Any of the Christian Bale Batman movies.
He doesn't like The Dark Knight, the second movie that everybody loves. He doesn't like it.
He didn't like Ferris Bueller.
No.
Not that that's like a standard. I'm just saying there are things where you go, okay, let's just see what we're working with here.
I don't think that Nick has liked a superhero movie since the genre became popular.
Well, he liked the Avengers.
Did he really?
Wait a minute. What was
he? He liked Scarlett Johansson. That doesn't count.
Yeah.
That's not the same thing.
Not the same thing.
Not the same.
She does look very good.
Especially
she's rocking the bodysuit.
She wears a costume, yeah. But he did like, which was a complete reversal for me at least, he loved the last Star Wars.
I remember that. Yeah. He loved Rey. He loved all those characters. Yeah, he's not a fan of the originals, correct?
No, no, not at all.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. I'm just.
Just never know.
You just never know. What I love about Nick, he's very honest.
Mm-hmm.
Not really. There's no gray area. Someone sent me a message tonight on Facebook. He goes, I don't know who it was on your feed, but someone was really passionate about Mad Max. And he goes, I finally had to watch it, and all I could think about was this guy's opinions on it. I go, that was Nick D, and he's kind of crazy for it. He goes, that guy knows what he's talking about. So
very cool.
I know. I have not seen Mad Max.
What?
What? Why are you yelling at me?
No, I'm sorry. I just it's been out for. It's even on.
It's on video now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's on video on demand.
I have two kids.
I mean, it was a good movie, but it wasn't the best Mad Max movie. I'll still say Road Warrior was the best Mad Max movie.
I think that you and Nick have to arm wrestle or something.
Yeah. Yes.
Give them both cars. Give them both cars and turn them loose.
Fast and Furious? I think Nick would enjoy that as well.
Well,
What do you want? What are you driving if you're driving against Nick?
I'm moving on from Sam Panionovich, so if Nick DiGiulio wants to step up and feud, we can go.
Oh, no, he doesn't like to feud.
Calling him the wrong last name on purpose, too?
Pretty much.
DiGiulio?
Okay. Yeah, DiGiulio. He just said Nick DiGiulio.
Because I have a friend named Paul DiGiulio.
Oh, got it.
So maybe he knows that. Nick DiGiulio.
Yeah. That's the guy.
DiGiulio?
DiGiulio.
DiGiulio?
Wow.
Here, we'll practice during the news, right? We can practice during the
news. You're listening pretty late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez. There was a moment where I thought it was the Scholars for a second.
Oh, no, that is Scholar-esque. That's no doubt, though.
All right. It sounded a little like our Scholars.
You're right.
We haven't heard from our Scholars in a long time.
No, in a while. They all went off to college.
They all did. Yeah. They've never, one of the guys who, Sean Sano, who's now, I believe, he's in the Firefighters Academy for one of the suburbs. Yeah, I don't know what they're up to anymore. I miss our guys. All right. That's Scholars are a ska band who competed in the Bitter Jester Battle of the Bands. And they were one of our favorites. We have a band coming in on Monday night. Do we have any? We've had some good music lately.
Yeah, we got
really good music.
Some really great music.
So good.
Mm-hmm.
And we also had our Ladies of Cuba Players on Wednesday night, by the way, which was a lot of fun as well. Tomorrow night we are going to go see Where Did We Sit on the Bus? That's at 66 East Randolph. It's a one-man show, but if that's not your jam, maybe you want to go to Cuba Players. They're at Stage 773. But I'm excited. We're going out with a big group of people. Roger, have you had a chance to go out with a group of people to the theater and dinner in a long time?
I haven't. Yeah. Groups shun me, first of all. But no. I'm
what?
Joking.
Groups shun you? You're a bowler. You're about...
that's the only group I do, actually.
Oh.
I mean, how big... What do you consider a group?
This is the biggest group I've gone out with in a long time.
I mean, more than...
This is nine people.
All right. Well, golfing is the most is four. And then bowling, it's the league, even though our team is only five. Mm-hmm. So that's the only groups I go out with. And I usually don't go out because I'm working weekends. And that's when a lot of the shows are going on. And
there are a lot of Wednesday, Thursday shows, but people who want to go out, they have day jobs and stuff, and they won't go out with you?
No. Well, Thursday I'm bowling, so I'm already out. babysitting.
Got to find you some Wednesday shows.
Yeah, Wednesday I'm free now, so.
Right. We'll find you some Wednesday shows.
That sounds good.
Well, I'll do that. We'll go out before a show.
That would be awesome.
Before a pretty late show, let's do a Wednesday night show, take Roger out, do some dinner, drinks, and go to a theater.
We should also have some sort of tournament, events that we go do, and we can have bowling be one of those. Maybe we challenge.
I'm not doing
show.
Whirly ball ever again. Can
okay,
I tell you? I broke the ball. I broke
what?
The wall.
Yeah,
I broke
did.
The net.
You did. You broke
I broke
a lot
the basket.
Things. Yeah.
I broke everything, Roger.
She
I
was
broke,
like a tornado out there.
I broke everything.
Right.
Yes.
I didn't even know some of that stuff could break, to
and
be honest.
They
you
didn't
really
either.
Discovered it.
I was really surprised. I did. I broke
That's
everything.
That's because you were working out so much beforehand.
Right.
I broke everything.
It really was your unexpected level of strength that you had.
Yeah, I can't. Have you ever played whirly ball, Elliot?
No.
It's. I feel like I should go out there and practice alone. I think is really what I'm going to need to have happen. Whirly ball is bumper cars with is it lacrosse type stuff? What is it? What's
yeah,
that basket?
It's a little tiny
basket.
Basket that you shoot the ball with. So it's sort of lacrosse-y. I thought I did
highlight.
A pretty good job.
Highlight.
It's highlight.
Yeah.
I thought I played pretty well for recovering from an injury.
Yeah, you had a hernia surgery.
Yeah.
not right.
And I'm having a really good time.
Seriously broke the wall at Whirly Ball, Elliot.
Yeah, she really did. She broke everything.
That would be awesome if we could, because Wednesday
let's
nights.
Let's do a Wednesday.
I'm free
done.
Wednesdays.
Mm-hmm. Done. Let's do it. I can make that happen.
Let's do like even feats of strength kind of thing.
We
need
to do a competition. We go to Zanies. We go to Zanies.
Let's not get too crazy on Feats of Strength.
Let's get crazy here. We should do a competition. We should challenge people. Let's take on the Nick D Show and Feats of Strength. That's a Seinfeld reference too, isn't it? He would like that.
The Nick DiGiulio Show.
Can we do Master of Our Domain with the Nick D Show?
Yeah, let's do that too. That's a great competition.
That's kind of the only episode I've ever seen that I remember of Seinfeld. That I only remember the Masters of Our Domain and the Sponge episode. And those are the only two that I really stick with. What?
No, this is Sponge-worthy.
Sponge-worthy? Putty was Sponge-worthy. I have to agree with her on that. Yeah. He was very Sponge-worthy.
I don't know what it's like to be Sponge-worthy.
And if you use Putty, would that not be good enough? Here's the thing is, what? Uh-huh. Wednesday, Roger. I'm going to Zany's on Wednesday. We're going to go see
Wednesday
April
night.
Macy. Yes. Wednesday in Rosemont. That's not far from you.
No,
there's free parking.
Far. Yeah.
Yeah. Zanies.
Let me double check the big calendar on the big wall in the big place and see what's happening Wednesday.
And bring your bowling ball.
And Craig, point.
We're not bowling, are
there's
we?
I
bowled on those lanes.
Oh, God, okay.
They're horrible.
Oh,
my God.
How are they different? Isn't it wood with pins? What?
They're not kept up. They're for people to come in and throw the ball way up in the air and let it bounce 50 times on the alleys. That's all those lanes are for. I bowled them when they were brand new, and they're horrible. They are not league sanctioned, and it's just for people to go out and act goofy.
Where do you bowl, Roger?
I bowl up by you.
Habetler?
Yeah.
Hello. That's a good bowling alley.
A couple of guys on our league bowled a 279.
Well, that's their problem.
Thursday, I only got up to 183.
That's fantastic.
I had an off night.
Elliot, do you bowl?
Yes. Do I bowl well? No.
Yeah, me neither. The bowling alley he's referencing is the one we tried watching the Blackhawks game.
Oh, I remember.
It was
that
out.
One. Yeah.
The satellite was out. We ended up at Paterno's, actually, Roger.
And that's one of our sponsors.
Why would you not go to Paterno's?
I know.
It's so good.
That's where we have our end of the year party.
Oh, they have such good sandwiches and pizza.
I know the owner.
Do you really?
Yeah, but he bowls with us.
Well, you should tell him he should be a sponsor on our show. Nick's got George Carr's. I love the Gale Street Inn.
Mm-hmm.
That's Nick has already locked that in. He's got the classy stuff. I'll take Paterno's.
Yeah, any day.
Do you see what I did there, Craig? It's a little bit different than the Gale. Come on, Roger, tell the truth.
What?
Gale Street Paterno's. It's a little bit different.
Wow, because when we go, Paterno's puts out a whole
spread.
A spread, man, it is so good.
It is good. I gotta do double the workout at CrossFit to eat a Paterno's.
I know.
I'm just saying.
And I would love to go to Gale Street. I love it. We've been there so many times, but they stopped carrying. The last I was there, they stopped carrying their delicious Caesar salad, chicken Caesar salad. It wasn't on the menu anymore.
Oh, I think they have that.
Real quick, we are getting a correction from the 224. Nick did love Deadpool. He actually did love that superhero.
Oh, he did?
Oh, there's another superhero movie he loved.
Mm-hmm. Although that one was very anti-superhero movies.
But did he like Ferris Bueller?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, you do know. He hates it.
From the 630, Nick is just a hipster. I don't think he'd be happy with that.
Oh, I don't think he would like that at all. That is not a label that is appropriate nor desirable from a Nick D.
Mm-hmm.
Elliot?
DiGiulio?
DiGiulio.
DiGiul.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
DiGiulio.
Jill. DiGiulio.
DiGiulio.
Nicky D.
Oh, my God.
You can call him Nicky D. That's what Craig Ferguson called him.
Nicky Do? What? What am I saying wrong?
No, you're fine.
I'm not hearing it, just like earlier with the other last name.
Yeah, you're
just not hearing it.
It's okay. Yeah, you're not.
What was Brian's last name again?
Quijada.
Quijada.
So, okay, now you're saying it wrong. What? Okay. What's
Quijada?
Quijada.
Am I saying it wrong?
Yes.
What am I saying?
Quijada.
Forget it.
All right. Then.
Key or ka?
Co.
Key.
Co. Who?
I gotta call Brian Quijada though.
I know. Oh, can we make him our wake up call?
I'm gonna call him. I'm gonna find his number right now.
Yeah, let's do that.
That's gonna happen.
We're gonna wake him up in just a couple minutes.
We've been doing a good morning wake up call.
Mm-hmm. We haven't called Elliot yet.
He's right here.
I know, but on the other nights when he's not here. Mm-hmm. Elliot seems like the kind of guy who needs to wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, when I'm not actually listening to the show, which I am a lot of times.
Oh, nice.
And it would be awesome if like you guys called me so I could listen to my own voicemail as you guys fill it up.
Yes.
That'd be kind of a weird world to be in there if you're listening to us on the radio leaving you a voicemail.
I want to do that.
Or what would I do? Would it throw the bit off if I like actually picked up the phone?
I mean,
we've done
people
that.
Have.
Yeah.
John Tatey answered.
Answered. All right. Sounded great.
Marcus Leshock answered at least once.
Annabelle Laval. Yeah. Couldn't help herself.
Marcus really liked his voicemail, by the way. I got a couple emails about it.
Oh, today?
Yeah. He was a big fan of the most recent one.
Yeah. And that's going to keep happening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if he likes it, you know what? Then... He is now our go-to, and we can't decide who to call.
Yep, there you go.
Annabelle Laval is in Puerto Rico. I wonder if we can just call her, and she's not going to get, because she's international.
Right, yeah, it'll just go straight to voicemail.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to leave
say,
her an awesome
let's,
voicemail.
Let's call Annabelle
okay,
Laval.
Okay, cool.
Let's do that.
I'm excited.
All right, then, should we do that? Well, we get a couple minutes before we take a break. No. Oh, you want to go? Oh, all right, then.
Yeah.
All right, we're
I
calling.
Call Anna.
We're calling Puerto Rico.
Yes.
Puerto Rico after this. You're listening pretty late. It is time for our pretty late wake-up call. Elliot Serrano, you're one of our favorites on our show, and we love having you as often as you'll... What? Why are you giving me that sideways glance?
I feel like I feel like you're going to break up with me now.
No, not at all.
It's like, you know, really, it's been really good.
No, you know we've changed things a little bit. We have what we meant to get to as a segment, but we met someone earlier this week who was on the show. My mother sat down with me on the couch and asked me, oh, is it ringing?
Hello?
Hey, Brian Quijada.
Oh, it didn't even ring.
It didn't even ring. He was.
Wow.
You're not. We're not waking you up, are we, Brian?
Oh no! I'm on my way home.
Are you? Ooh, it's 2 a.m. Your show ended like at 9:30. Why? Where are you coming from, my friend?
Yeah, I had a good. I had a big posse come out.
How big was your posse? Because I'm bringing 9 tomorrow night. Just so you know.
Get out.
I won't. I already bought the tickets. I can't get out.
Yeah, we are not even there
yet.
You're
bringing 9?
I'm bringing 9.
Can we party afterwards?
We have to party afterwards. You have to come to Jefferson Park, though, because I have some people I'm meeting up at the Windsor Tavern after the show. So, yes.
I don't know where that is, but I'm down.
All right, then. Cool. I'll bring you with me. We'll drive. Elliot's all right. Elliot Serrano. This is Brian Quijada.
Hey, Brian.
Hello. How's it going, man?
It's going well. Patty keeps mispronouncing your name.
No, okay, Brian. Can I ask you something? My mom sat on my couch today, and she goes, who was your guest on Wednesday? And she goes, what was his name? Brian? And I go, Brian Quijada? And she goes, how did you say it? I said, Quijada? She goes, you're saying it wrong.
No, she's wrong.
What?
Oh, snap. Throw your headphones. Just throw them.
You're going to need them taped here.
She says I'm hitting the first syllable too hard. Quijada. It's too hard.
Quijada.
All right, then. I like the way he said Craig. Now, Craig was struggling with this.
No,
because,
I love your mom.
But
always.
You'll meet her tomorrow night and my son Griffin. And you'll meet Elliot and Daphne and Kathy and Charles. You'll see Craig again and his wife Betty. Roger's working. We'll stop by the station.
I'm here. This is my. I have my brother. My brother's in the car. We're driving together. This is my brother Marvin.
Marvin.
Hello, my name is Marvin.
Hey, Marvin. How do you say your last name?
Quijada.
Maybe I am saying it wrong, Craig. Craig, you say it.
Quijada.
That's perfect.
Did I nail it?
Oh, that's good.
Oh, thank you.
What's funny is that you, like, in Spanish, when you say our last name, the last D and A become a TH. So it's da as opposed to da.
You just made Craig's brain explode.
I feel like they're describing the difference between ham and pork.
Yeah. Well, no, but you know what? If you use that small technique, people will be impressed. It's true.
I don't even know what the technique was still, but okay. I'm writing that down.
It's the D-A. Make it into a T-H. True.
T-H?
T-H from the D-A. So,
Elliot. Quijada. No. You lost me now. I was better before. I was better. It's Vasquez.
Your helping is not helping.
By the way, it's Vasquez.
Vasquez. I always say Vasquez all the time. You've been Patty Vasquez for how long?
Vasquez.
Yeah, Vasquez.
See?
It's not Vasquez.
Oh, my God.
I don't do that, but I do call you Patty Vasquez.
See? I feel your pain, gentlemen. So, Marvin, are you driving Brian around town?
No, right now my girlfriend is driving because my brother and I have been,
there, you know, celebrating life.
Correct.
Yeah. Celebrating a successful run of Where Did We Sit on the Bus? Marvin, was your experience similar to Brian's? This, you know, this idea that you grew up in a neighborhood in a suburb where you were literally in the minority. It's one thing to be a minority in Chicago or in this area, but another to be in Highland Park and have teachers tell you what civil rights were and kind of ignoring the entire Latino experience. What was that like, Marvin?
Well, yes, I will say that I guess my level of knowing my ancestry wasn't as predominant as my brother's, so I wasn't really asking those kind of questions. I was more like, when is recess? when are we going to have a school party? So, like, when I heard that my brother was asking those questions, I was just like, whoa, you were asking those questions? That's crazy, man.
Like, why is there Jell-O again? I don't like the Jell-O.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So, yeah, like, let's just say that my parents were a little more proud of my brother's brain than they were of mine.
Well, and Marvin, have you also gone into performing? I think Brian was telling us a little bit about your sort of path as well.
Yes. Yeah. I'm a performer as well. And
a great performer.
Thanks, man. Yes, I'm a performer as well, and the struggles that my brother speaks of in regards to our family and in regards to, like, specifically our father, those are true. Even to this day, like, he's, like, my dad's a real good man, but he's very about making sure that you have the resources to
mental stability.
Right.
Yeah, and what we do doesn't necessarily always provide that. And
right.
So there is still a shaking of the head, a still of like, I wish my sons had done something that was a little more financially secure. Because I don't think my dad is honestly, like, proud of the fact that we are performers that make no money. If we were like movie stars making like millions, he'd be like, oh my God, I'm so proud of them.
Why aren't you guys more like Brad Pitt?
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's not like that at all. He's more like, I don't know. For example,
well,
he gets me still out of financial binds sometimes.
Right.
So like.
So is my mom, like, by the way. Yep.
Yeah. So there you go.
Well, Elliot Serrano, who is, whose parents are, he's of Puerto Rican ancestry. Does your family also kind of shake their head? Because you have siblings that have chosen more professional paths.
Yes. Yes. They all make more money than I do.
Yeah. Yep. Yep, yep. It's the truth.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, the thing is, and I hope that your family, I wish, and my mother seems to get this, that this is a way to also share the story and to move the ball forward, if not just for me, but for other people. And I think you both are doing that.
Mm.
You do. I mean, the reaction I've gotten already from people like Michael Kendo, he's a mentor to so many different performers in Chicago. He saw the show on opening night. For where do we sit on the bus? And he was saying every Latino should see this show, not just performer, but, you know, the sort of an anxiety we feel sometimes when we hear discussions about race, because we do often feel like, well, where do we fit into this conversation?
Mm-hmm.
You know, even when there are riots, when there are protests. By the way, Brian, I don't know if I told you this, when I was at UIC during the Trump rally, there was a young Latino kid who was yelling at Trump supporters, but I was in the group. I was kind of walking down the street, and he was yelling at everybody, and he was right in my face. He was yelling, shame on you! Shame on you! And I turned to him, and I stopped, and I go, why are you yelling at me? And he goes, I don't know. He goes, I don't know. I'm sorry. And I took a selfie with him. And
he didn't know he was yelling at.
He didn't know he was yelling at, but he's frustrated, and I can kind of feel that, because the talks about immigration, because your parents came from El Salvador, as Brian mentioned, very illegally. By the way, Marvin, that's how he described them, not me.
I mean, that is true. Every word of that is true.
And so the dialogue that, you know, keeps erupting every few years about immigrants taking our jobs and our resources, that has to be, you know, do your parents just kind of, you know, dig in and go, we've achieved what we set out to do. This isn't about us. That conversation doesn't regard us. Are they like that?
you know what? They have like a certain resentment towards. I mean, my dad is a very like he's just like yeah, you know, the white man. He's just like, the white man has oppressed us. Like, you know, let's bring down the white man. He's all about like if let's just say we're watching the World Cup, and let's just say in the finals Venezuela is playing like Russia, you know where he's not.
Yeah.
Venezuelan.
Yeah.
It's a certain like he's of a certain mindset that like
the Latin individual,
the Latin, you must succeed, like, yeah,
right.
This is for the power of the people,
the power of the colored people, because to be honest with you, like specifically with the World Cup, and this is actually a conversation I've had with him, because my father and I and my brother, we watched the World Cup pretty hardcore. Like, when a colored individual or a colored team is in the World Cup versus a white team, I guess.
Right. Everyone else.
We go for the colored. It doesn't matter if it's Nigeria. It doesn't matter if it's Argentina. As long as it's colored, that basically means the minority is being represented. And for that, I always love my father. And it's funny because, for example, my girlfriend who just drove us over here, she's Polish, and so she's very light-skinned, and so it's kind of weird to have this conversation.
She's very light.
Yeah, she's very
okay, light. Hold on a second. You both are dating or engaged to women who are completely the opposite of the culture you were raised
yeah,
at home.
Yeah, they're European.
The future of America.
Right. As I told you on Wednesday, we're just here to make everybody beige. Why is there so much anxiety? We're here to cure freckles, everybody. Craig knows.
Nice.
He married a Mexican woman.
Yeah, no, I'm someone's white guy, too.
getting it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there. But, yeah, my husband's family is a little bit resistant to my muddying the waters. But, you know, it's too late for that.
You know what? That's beautiful, though. Like, I love that everybody who's, like, currently on is talking about how, you know, like the kids that we're creating are mixed, and it's like this, and that's what it is. I was reading a National Geographic article recently about, you know, how by 2050 America will be a brown race, like the amalgam, brown as in not like Mexican or like, you know, Latin or whatever, but like
just everything,
like amalgamation, yeah, of colors, like mixing of white. Well, white will be the minority, and it's kind of beautiful that everybody that we've got on the line is just kind of bringing
leaning towards that direction
of creating kids who are
except Mapubala.